SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trouble in Tokyo, Japan's largest bank, apologizing after an employee allegedly stole more than $6 million from customers' safe deposit boxes.
The bank, MUFG, says it's investigating and that several billion yen might have been taken. The thefts occurred at two Tokyo branches of the bank from April 2020 until the problem was discovered at the end of October. MUFG Bank's president and CEO Junichi Hanzawa says the female employee responsible for managing the safe deposit boxes and their keys is suspected of taking advantage of that position to steal from the boxes of about 60 customers.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Also, at SRNnews.com, a new poll concerning America's views on President-elect Donald Trump. He holds a nearly 50% favorability rating in the most recent RealClearPolitics.com average. Meanwhile, Joe Biden right now at 41%, Kamala Harris at 44%. Mr. Trump holding a campaign-style rally in Phoenix today, thanking supporters for helping him to return to the White House next month.
We had the greatest economy in the history of our country, maybe in the history of any country, frankly, and We did things that nobody could have done, and we're going to do them even better now.
Officials say four adults and a 9-year-old child killed when a man drove into a Christmas market with holiday shoppers in Germany Friday. More than 200 people injured. Authorities investigating what caused a crack in a Colorado ski lift that forced the evacuation of 174 stranded skiers and snowboarders. This is SRN News. A Texas town wins a Christmas prize.
The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty has given Sweetwater its annual Tiny Tim Award for fighting to keep a nativity scene on display outside the local courthouse. A local atheist demanded that the creche be removed, but residents flooded a Nolan County Commissioner's meeting to defend the display, arguing it involved no taxpayer funding and did not preclude other private citizens from making their own presentations in the same location. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
University of Michigan has fired its director of academic multicultural initiatives for making anti-Semitic statements. Rachel Dawson accused of telling colleagues, quote, Jews control this university, and the Jewish students should not have access to diversity programs because, quote, they are very wealthy and privileged, and they can take care of themselves. This is SRN News. Starting in 2027, new seatbelt rules.
All new passenger vehicles will have to sound a warning if rear seat passengers don't buckle up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration rule will also require longer warnings when front seat belts aren't fastened. Front seat changes take effect on September 1st, 2026. This will apply to passenger cars, trucks, buses, except for school buses, and multipurpose vehicles weighing up to 10,000 pounds. The agency estimates 50 lives per year will be saved and 500 injuries prevented. John Scott reporting.
Grand Island, Nebraska varsity girls basketball team will not field a team this year. No juniors, no seniors went out for the sport. Participation in girls high school basketball is down roughly 20% over the past two decades. Most of the girls prefer volleyball and soccer. More details at SRNnews.com.